order. You're out of order. The whole trial is out of order.
It's time for Legally Served with attorney Franz Borghardt.
Your Honor, I'd like to ask for a recess.
I'd like an answer to the question, Judge.
I'll allow it.
An open and honest discussion about how the law applies to the headlines.
You not only insult me, but you insult the integrity of this court.
The defendant is not guilty.
The defense is wrong.
But somebody in this courtroom is.
I'm being charged with a crime.
A trial by court martial.
Is that what this is? I'm being charged with a crime?
Legally Served with attorney Franz Borghardt.
Don't tell me what I know and don't know. I know the law.
Yes, it is time for Legally Served. We welcome in attorney Franz Borghardt. What's happening, brother?
What a week it's been. What a week it's been.
Yeah.
The governor.
Let's get everything. All right, we're having trouble here in Franz. Can we get him potted up a little higher? Thank you. All right.
I was going to say, what a week we've had.
Yeah.
New governor, Governor Landry.
Yeah.
Excited?
Yeah.
Sincerely excited.
I am.
New AG?
Yeah.
New legislators? I actually know some of the people that got elected to the legislature. It's been a good week.
You know some of the people that got elected to the legislature?
Yeah.
Okay. All
right. Like, you know, have you encountered
locally
that?
Locally or elsewhere in the state?
Locally.
Okay.
Have you encountered it to where someone you knew either went to college with or grew up with or something has got elected to an office?
Yes.
Yeah. This is like judges, yes, but like normally non-judicial. Like we're going to talk about judges today. We're going to talk about judges today. But
yes,
I'm just excited. It's that time of year.
It's the first time it's that time of year in almost a decade.
Right.
Because it's an entire changing of the guard as far as. Wait, let me rephrase that. We've been a very Republican-heavy state and statewide elected officials. Having John Bel Edwards out and Jeff Landry in feels like it's such a pivot in that it's not going to be combative.
The pendulum, if you will, is swinging the other way.
Yes, completely.
As a moderate Republican, I'm excited. You know how Republican I am.
Oh, no. Let's just hope that the audience has a very short-term memory on that front. Side note, Mayor President Sharon Weston Broome is going to be giving her State of the City address
at
the Rotary Club today.
I know. I will be there. Shout out to Rosary.
Rotary. Not Rosary.
I said Rotary.
You said Rosary.
Did I say Rosary? I am a Rotarian.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mayor President Sharon Weston Broome, now the third most popular of speakers at the Rotary Club on the calendar. It's always been the LSU football coach is number one and the mayor's number two. Well, I think it's Kim Mulkey's number one, two.
Kim
now.
Mulkey, let me tell you
Kim
something.
Mulkey's
if,
number two
if you Brian are Kelly. Listening out there and you have not gone to an event where Kim Mulkey is the featured speaker,
mm-hmm.
You are missing out. She is amazing.
Yeah,
so
go to one, definitely.
So speaking of judges,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. How would you feel if you and I don't always agree on things.
Right.
Sometimes we just flat out disagree on something.
Completely.
We're friends, we're colleagues, but
yes.
How would you feel if I disagreed with you and I said, you're racist because you disagree with me.
Oh, well, that's pretty much every day on the internet, but you know.
Right, right. No, you disagree with me, and because you disagree with me or treat me poorly,
yes.
You're a racist.
100%. And, okay, it's getting to the point where that is such a trite card to play that it's going to be ignored. And there will be detrimental effects to overall growth in America.
It's like crying wolf.
Yes.
If you really are being treated racist,
yes.
If you really are being discriminated against,
yes.
And you I don't want to call it the race card.
It is the race card.
But you play the race card. So, context.
Here we go. We got a minute and a half till break, so let's set this up. After a ruling ordering them to pay nearly $200,000 to former LSU coach Les Miles, former LSU athletics employee Sharon Lewis, and her attorney Larry English have asked for the judge in the state lawsuit to be removed. They allege racial bias from Judge Bo Higginbotham led to Lewis being treated unfairly in court. Quote, for the last 2.5 years, we have endeavored to build a record to prove our case, English said. Essentially, what Judge Higginbotham did and his ruling was he ignored all of the evidence that was in front of him. Now, English represents Lewis, former athletics administrator. On Friday, Higginbotham ordered Lewis and English to pay Miles nearly $200,000 as punishment for a suit that accused Miles of conspiring to cover up sexual harassment allegations. Higginbotham said the suit had no legal merit and was irresponsible. Lewis said the sanction is evidence of unfairness. So, we got news coming up 20 seconds from right now, Franz. There's not enough time to dig in. If you're watching on Facebook Live, get ready because it's about to get loose. If you're listening to us on the air, get ready because we've got ABC News, local news, traffic, and weather. And then, yeah, it will get loose right after this break. He's attorney Franz Borchardt. We do Legally Served at this time every Wednesday, and that will continue next right here on Talk 107.3 FM. 637 Talk 107.3 FM, WBRP, Mornings with Brian Haldane, rolling right along. Legally Served with attorney Franz Borchardt rolling right along. So we started to get into it during the break right there, Franz. We need to pick up where we left off when we met up with ABC News 7 minutes ago. Okay, here we go. They allege racial bias from Judge Bo. Oh, let me start over for those that have just tuned in. Sharon Lewis, former LSU employee, a former athletic administrator who was suing the school for toxic work environment, sexual harassment. It was the Title IX case that was, I mean, it was a really big deal about a year and a half ago. It
blew up.
It did. It blew up. Not only was her case thrown out, not only was she ordered to pay Les Miles $200,000. Boy, that's a turn of events you might not see.
Somebody has to pay him money.
Right. Yeah. When you originally file this lawsuit. By the way, Sharon Lewis was fired when Ed Ogeron was fired. 40 other people were fired at the same time.
She filed suit in federal court, got zeroed out.
Right.
This is a state court action.
Right. Judge Bo Higginbotham says she's going to pay Les Miles $200,000. Sharon Lewis and her attorney now are alleging racial bias from Judge Higginbotham. They said it's the racial bias that led to Lewis being treated unfairly in court. Franz, I want to start here, and this is where we picked up on Facebook as well. For the last two, the quote, for the last 2.5 years, we have endeavored to build a record to prove our case. Essentially, what Judge Higginbotham did in his ruling was he ignored all the evidence that was in front of him. Let's go back to the first phrase. For the last 2.5 years, why is it we don't hear an inkling of racism until 2.5 years later? Why is it we have to all just, we see this whole thing play out, and then at the end, oh, because we lost. After we lost, now he's racist.
Well, we have to look at the record. Let's give them, I'm not saying they have any merit to what they're claiming. But I have not looked at the 2.5 years of record. Were there objections made? Was there a pattern of behavior? Was there a pattern of decision-making? If they can prove that, mazel tov. But there better be a record.
Hang on.
There better be a record.
Hang on. This has to be a lot more than the Sharon Lewis case, though, doesn't it? If it's racism, it's going to have to follow a pattern of ruling against black people when the evidence was stacked up in favor of them. Otherwise, you're looking at this. If you're only looking at this case, you're looking at it in a vacuum.
So bad cases are bad cases.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nothing makes a bad case a better case. Like, racism, like, you are entitled to a fair shake in the civil court.
Of course.
Okay? I've had nothing but good experiences with Judge Higginbotham. Not everybody would agree with me. There will always be someone who dislikes a judge or loves a judge, whatever.
Well, yeah, whoever comes out on the losing end.
Yeah, but there. By the way, that's a good point. There's always a winner. There's always a loser unless there's a settlement.
Mm-hmm.
There's always a winner. There's always a loser. I don't even know if she has $200,000. Maybe she does. I don't know. But point is, you better have a record. Now, from a legal standpoint, when you make an allegation or you file a motion for a recusal, the case gets allotted. That motion gets allotted to another judge that has to look at the record and have a hearing to determine whether or not actual racism, actual bias is present such that under the law you get a new judge. It's a random allotment too. So you might end up with Don Johnson.
Yes.
You might end up with Fred Kerfassi. You might end up with any number.
Hang on. That's Judge Don Johnson. Just to be clear, that's Judge Don Johnson.
Not the actor.
Who is an African-American. He's not talking about Sonny Crockett from Miami Vice. Not talking about Nash Bridges, Don Johnson. Talking about Judge Don Johnson here in town.
I
always have to clarify that.
I'm sorry. As a lawyer, I generally always use judge.
Yes, I know. But like.
Right. Crockett.
I mean, if you think about his character in Django Unchained, that's the polar opposite.
So it could end up with, by the way, here's another thing. You have a bunch of judges in a suit against Bo Higginbotham, Judge Higginbotham. Remember that suit?
I don't.
He sued. Well, we have time. You can Google. They sued. He sued them. So can another judge preside over a recusal issue where someone is claiming something about Bo Higginbotham when Bo Higginbotham has sued them? It was a lawsuit about seniority.
Okay.
It was a lawsuit about the pecking order of judges in the 19th. I won't get into the weeds about this, but Bo Higginbotham had to sue the judges of the 19th JDC. So you're telling me that a judge at the 19th JDC who might have been sued gets to make a decision on whether or not Bo Higginbotham is a good guy, fair, and or racist. I
forgot all about this. This was about 2 years ago.
Oh, there's layers to this onion, baby.
Okay, wait. Let's bring everybody up to speed here. Per The Advocate from 2021, Baton Rouge Criminal Court Judge Bo Higginbotham, who claims he was unlawfully passed over for a seat in civil court despite his seniority, is suing the entire 19th JDC bench and three of its former judges. Higginbotham initially sued EBR Parish Clerk of Court Doug Welburn last December, December 2020 at this point, citing the clerk's refusal to assign civil cases to him after longtime 19th JDC Judge Janice Clark retired at the end of 2020. So what you're saying, Franz, is if you're going to have Judge Higginbotham recused, the judge you would bring in would have beef against Higginbotham.
You would need
that would swing the pendulum completely.
You would need a judge that wasn't sued. So a newer judge, okay? You'd still need the record. This attorney, this is why you have me on your show every week.
It is.
This attorney knew exactly what they were doing when they made this allegation and made this motion. With this judge, when was that lawsuit filed?
That was 2021.
Yeah, 2.5 years just been sitting on this.
Which is what the attorney said. For 2.5 years, we have endeavored to build a record to prove our case is English. So the Bo Higginbotham's accusation dates back to, well, I guess around the same time that this was getting rolling as well. Now, I want to ask this, though, and we got another break coming up in about a minute and a half from right now. So we'll let you start, and then I'll try to rein you in so we can hit break. But I'm surprised of the race card here because I feel like the LSU card should have been a bigger one. To turn back around and say, there's no way we're going to get a fair trial anywhere around Baton Rouge because LSU is such a beast, such a behemoth. Of course you're going to side with LSU. Any judge who has seats in Tiger Stadium, and I don't know if Bo Higginbotham does.
Or sits on a board. Or teaches a law class.
Yes.
In fact, in the federal suit, if I'm not mistaken, Brian, they had to get an outside ad hoc judge to come in because all the judges, there's three federal judges here,
right,
had some kind of tie. Right? Mm-hmm. Which we're not shocked at that, right? It's the flagship university of the state of Louisiana.
100%. Yes. Are you surprised that they went race card instead of that card, instead of the LSU card?
No, I'm not surprised about the race card because of that lawsuit, because of the atmosphere in the 19th. I think that was the better move, chess move for them, right?
I think chess is generous.
Checkers?
This isn't chess.
Tiddlywinks?
This isn't checkers. This is Hungry, Hungry Hippos. We're coming up on a break. We got Your Money Now coming your way just a little bit right after we check traffic. It's 646 at Talk 107.3. 652 Talk 107.3 FM, WBRP. We are, we're holding at about 34 degrees in downtown Baton Rouge. We got ABC News coming your way 7.5 minutes from right now. That means we've got 7.5 minutes left with Attorney Franz Borchardt for Legally Serve. We've been talking about Sharon Lewis and her case. As her attorney, Lewis and her attorney are asking for the recusal of Judge Bo Higginbotham, saying he is, he's been racist. He's been showing racial bias from the bench. Franz, I tell you what, I got two more questions on this, but you came across something in the Facebook chat that I think is worth bringing up.
Yeah. One of our viewers, Troy, shout out to Troy. Don't they discredit their appeal by going with a thin recusal motion? I guess that depends on the probability of an appeal. Well, that's a good question. Do you make your chances of an appeal bad when you start slinging, like, questionable allegations?
Mm-hmm.
And what I would suggest to you guys is when you do an appeal, you throw everything in the kitchen sink in there, right?
All right.
So you put everything out there. I suspect part of them filing this motion was they wanted to add an extra layer to their appeal. I don't know that they really have that good of an appeal, right? If they have a meritless case, they have a meritless case.
But I see where Troy's coming from, though. If you're accusing the judge of racism here, and if you're asking for him to be recused, if that falls short, it throws the merit of your appeal out. What little merit you have for an appeal, it throws it out as well.
Well, no, the record's already cast. After 2.5 years, the record's already cast. You're going to appeal the judge's decision. So keep in mind, from a procedural standpoint, you're appealing the judge's decision to make you pay $200K.
Mm-hmm.
That is happening regardless of whether or not he's recused. And by the way, regardless of whether or not he's recused, the appellate court, a different court, is going to make the decision on whether or not you got to pay that money, that bucket of money.
Right.
$200,000 really in a bucket. Well, it's a bucket of money for me.
So, yeah, it'd be a bucket of money for most people. And I would imagine it's a bucket of money
not
for
Coach
Sharon
Mulkey.
Lewis. No. For a lowly athletic administrator, that's not an insignificant chunk, to be sure. Okay, then let's take it here for our where we're going next. As an attorney, are there cards that you play that you just pull out of your butt?
I mean, I don't play cards out of my butt. Every card I ever play is based on law and fact and is well thought out. I would never file a frivolous motion or lawsuit or anything of like that. That's unethical, and it's arguably immoral. Do I sometimes push the envelope? Yes. Yes. I don't know that I would accuse a judge of being racist unless I had a firm, very firm, substantial amount of evidence to substantiate that, not to use the word substantial and substantiate in the same sentence.
All good.
I would need to have, like, it's like the Chappelle Show where you have something on video, you have two forms of ID. I would need to have something rock hard to substantiate me calling a judge racist. Because I've got to practice law before that judge for the rest of my career.
Right. Right. And
I'm not doing a service to any of my future clients to have that judge. Just saying.
Okay, so
do lawyers sometimes do stuff like that? Yes.
At what point do you just stop and say, if you're the judge, at what point do you just stop and say, you're reaching enough?
Well, he doesn't have to say anything.
Yeah.
It's a recusal motion. It gets cast to another judge to make the decision. Now, again, I'm going to remind you and the viewers something. I'm going to remind myself something. We weren't there for 2.5 years. We weren't in every court proceeding. We don't have it. I have not reviewed the record. I'm confident you haven't reviewed the record. So there may be something in there. There may be something in there. I mean, it may not play like a Django movie. I'm just saying there may be something in there that maybe has merit. There probably isn't, but I haven't looked at the record. Somebody will have to look at the record now.
At the end of any sporting event, it's only the loser that complains about the refs.
Right.
At the end of this,
the sun was in my eye.
Well, yeah. Oh, those calls were terrible. It's like they threw a flag on every play on us and never on them.
Sometimes you have a better team.
Right.
Like, not to go into the sport. You coach my son.
Yes.
Some of the kids in
that basketball. Scored on Saturday.
Yeah, he scored. One of the two scores. Mm-hmm. Some of those kids that played on the other team might have driven to the game. 8-year-olds, 9-year-olds.
You're really going to steal my joke
when
we're on the air?
I did. My point is.
Hang on. 7- to 8-year-old basketball. I turned back to all the parents in the stands about midway through the game. I said, number 9 drove himself here today. So anyway, go ahead.
Point is, sometimes you just don't have a winning case.
Right.
And instead of maybe lobbing some flimsy, flaccid allegations like, judge, you're racist. And I've never experienced with any of my African-American clients. I'm going to go out on a limb here. I was a public defender when Bo Higginbotham was a prosecutor. I never experienced in those years anything on his part that was anything other than professional and fair. And okay. I represented a ton of African-American clients.
Okay.
As a fellow prosecutor with Bo Higginbotham, always fair. Never experienced anything that of a racist ilk whatsoever. I don't know that I can say that any of my experiences with him are quote unquote racist. I have not reviewed this record though.
Fair enough. And I have not reviewed the record. I've read just about every news story as I've followed this along because I honestly thought this was going to go a different route. I honestly thought this was not going to be the outcome that we got. Well, because nobody could see the $200,000 coming. I thought it was going to be a lot more, just everybody walk away.
Normally you just get zeroed out, and then
that's
it's
what
like...
that's what I thought was going to happen.
But, like, you know,
yeah,
when you're really frivolous, and maybe last point before I run, maybe this is what we need. Maybe on frivolous lawsuits, we need our judges to say, you know what, not only do you lose, but this was really frivolous, meritless, and irresponsible, and guess what? You're going to pay. Love it.
He's Attorney Franz Borchardt. We do Legally Served at this time every week. He's going to get his butt out of here to get over to Court TV.